Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com. Listeners, Big here, your host today. We'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? To find out more about our hosts, please visit ThinkBigRadioHosts.com. That's www.ThinkBigRadioHosts.com. Our big thinker guest tonight is all the way from Georgia. Lisa, are you there?
I am. Hi, Big. How are you?
I am doing so fine. I am glad that you were able to come on and share your expertise in the networking field for all of our listeners. Before we get started, can you please let everyone know how they can reach you?
Well, they can take a look at my website, and they can go to my website at www.firststartconsulting.com. And they can also reach me by phone. My business phone number is 404-419-6541.
Okay, now, Lisa, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, where you were from, what made you get into this business, just, you know, a little tidbit so they'll kind of get the feeling of knowing you.
Well, I am from Newark, New Jersey. I grew up in the inner city of Newark, and I was born to two teenage parents, and I grew up without really having that structured family life. So I had to go through a lot of different emotional changes to bring myself to where I am today, and I like to say that I have reinvented myself.
Wow. Now, that's something else to actually have. Two teenage parents with, you know, things that are going on, you know, going on today. That's like almost common, but, you know, you're able to at least, you know, have both of them to lean on and go through different things. Where do you actually live right now?
Well, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, inside of what you call the metro area.
Okay.
And this is also where I run my business from, Atlanta, Georgia also.
Okay, great. So how did you, what is your passion? I mean, what is it that you wake up to in the morning and you know that you want to accomplish something? What is that feeling? What's that specific thing that makes you tick?
People. People are my passion. People is what I think about constantly, and that is helping people, how to help people move past where they are, how to help people develop and think bigger than where they are, and how to reach their dreams and how to help them to aspire and overcome the barriers. And that's my passion. That's what I think about constantly. That's what I've always thought about for a lot of years now. And so helping people and being an assist to people's development is my passion. That's what I live for today.
You know, we can certainly tell by reviewing your website, because it's a very well put together and thought out site. It's remarkable. For those out there who are just tuning in, can you let everybody know your website once again?
Sure. It's www.firststartconsulting.com. And First Start Consulting is one word.
First Star Consulting. Great.
It's First Start. Uh-huh.
Start. Now, how did it, when you first decided to start this business, did you partner with anybody? And what made you, is just that your love for people and assisting them wanted you to consult? So you just consult people, you consult businesses, and did you partner with anybody to make that happen?
Well, in the beginning, it was quite a few years ago, I started out myself. I wanted to help. Coming from the corporate world, let me just say that. Coming from the corporate world, I wanted to help entrepreneurs, small business owners. You know, I saw that the corporate world had a lot to offer in terms of systems and tools and processes and procedures. And I knew some business owners, I knew some entrepreneurs, and I knew also that they were not incorporating these things that I witnessed in the corporate world. And I saw that these things that I saw in the corporate world, these tools and systems, were very beneficial and helped them to plan their profits and to see their profits come in. And I knew where a lot of my friends who were business owners and entrepreneurs were struggling in certain areas. So I set out to help them to start out with maybe just consulting them on where they needed to strengthen their business, where their weaknesses were, how to market better. So I started out consulting in that way, and it's just grown a little bit from there. At one point, I had a little niche where I was really consulting. The majority of my consulting clients were mortgage brokers. So with that niche, it just evolved from there to be construction companies, just all types of people, salons, and, you know, their owners. And so one thing developed into another. I began to understand coaching and how to assist people on a more intimate level. And so here I am.
So let's say I went to your website, and I wanted to start a business dealing with a peanut stand. You know, just I wanted to have all of the latest peanuts and be able to oven roast them right there. How would you be able to benefit me and the type of niche that I want, or what would you tell me if you know, like, hey, Lisa, I came across your website, and I'm interested in starting this business. What should be my first steps?
Well, let me say this. I'm willing to help anyone, but today, you know, I choose my clients, and I choose my clients based on how strong their desires are and how strong their commitments are. So today, I don't normally, unless I'm doing a personal coaching, but as a business consultant, I may not consult a small business owner unless I see, you know, their passion and things of that nature. Then I would help them with starting out the business plan, you know, clarifying their vision and what the next steps would be, what type of an investment they have, or do they have any investors, and things of that nature, those step-by-step procedures in stepping out into business. I would help them that way. But today, I'm more focused on the personal coaching and also people who have companies, organizations, things of that nature where I give seminars, and people normally will either invite me to come and give a seminar and a workshop, or they will purchase a seat in one of my seminars and workshops. And I give them the tools for what I call high performance, how to be great leaders, how to be high performers in the way that they communicate. And their emotional intelligence is a program that I have, but in their emotional intelligence, how to be high-performance leaders, how to build strategically. And so we do workshops and seminars based on those types of things. And those are the people we normally deal with, organizations or corporations, larger businesses of 50 and more people, or we would coach a one-on-one with an individual who has a business of that type or is looking to step out into a business of that type, a big venture, you know, a person who's really looking to move forward in a big way, then we would coach them.
Okay, great. I totally understand what it is you can do for me as a person that's starting and as a person who's, you know, semi-accomplished and accomplished, looking to move into our next level. When you did you partner with anybody? I mean, did you reach out to other people in the industry that were of like mind and character, or was this something that, you know, I know exactly what I need to do, I know exactly how I want it to be, and at this point I just need to move forward, and then, you know, people just came to you?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of happened that way, or what has happened is I've been introduced to people who are who have a business, and like I said, at one point my niche was to help mortgage brokers, and you know, I had done a little bit with real estate, and I had had a, what do you call that, a broad a relationship with a lot of mortgage brokers and realtors and things of that nature. So, and so I was able to see a lot of the mishaps, if you will, and closing deals and how deals get closed and all of those things. And I just thought that I had a lot to offer them. And I talked to them about what I could do for them. And we set up contracts. And I set out a proposal on the things that I felt that I could deliver for them that would enhance their building and their business and bring them expansion and growth and things of that nature, and that would stabilize their business and help them to employ more people and all those things. And so I'm proud to say that I think that I've lived up to every contract that I've had, and I did everything that I set out to do.
Okay. That's big thinking. You know, a lot of big thinkers, that's all that we, you know, actually need is just that type of structure that your organization can bring so that they can, you know, do those types of things. What would you say starting out may have been your biggest challenge?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that, Big, because what I've found to be the biggest challenge is that people are not as big a thinkers as they would profess to be or that they think they are. Would be. I've worked with a lot of people who had businesses and were making decent money. The businesses were standing on their own pretty much. They were looking to grow. And as we put systems in place for growth, I realized that they never actually seen it happen. I mean, I've worked with businesses where they were in one small little office, maybe 3 to 4 employees, and, you know, we set out a plan to grow where we would have departments, and we would have so many people in departments with 5 to 6 people within a department. And I realized that in the process of things that they never actually really expected or never actually saw themselves go that far or reach those heights. And it was always surprising to me.
You know, that is so, that hurts to hear that, because a lot of people, when they start out, I mean, it's just like you said, one of the key things I took from that is that they never saw themselves. It's like, you know what, I just want to make a decent amount, make everybody happy, continue to do my thing, and, you know, I want to grow, but yet I don't see myself getting there, even when, you know, a person like you comes and shows them exactly what to do. That touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
For not to actually believe that they can go that much further.
Right, right. And I think that's what happens a lot of times, Big, that we want to reach higher heights. You know, we would like to. And some part of us actually thinks that is possible. But whether we are really convinced about our dreams, you know, it's almost like a gamble. And sometimes big thinkers, and I'll call them big thinkers, have to reach and stretch even bigger. And that's what big thinkers do. We continue to stretch and think even bigger. So that's what big thinkers do, Big.
Wow. You know, every now and then we tend to have people that call in and they want to either make a comment or they would like to, you know, pose a question, or sometimes they just want to listen.
Right.
In this case, we have someone that may want to just listen. So, caller, when you get your chance to come on, please state your name and where your location is. Caller, are you there?
Thomas Abdul Salam. I'm from Stockton, California. And,
hey, Thomas, how's it going? This is one
going?
Of our new Think Big Radio hosts who happens to be listening again.
Yeah, I was just listening in, but I guess going back to the question of of people who, again, as she said, they're big thinkers, but they can't seem to get beyond maybe some whatever their trappings is. I mean, how does the performance management coaching may would help that individual see themselves in a bigger light or be able to reach out beyond their comfort zone?
Thank you, Thomas. And hi, how are you? I'm glad you called in and asked this question. One of the things, my topic actually for tonight was 5 tools to becoming a high performer. So as I coach people, normally, and some people, you know, you coach, it may not be a business idea. Sometimes it could be a relationship. Sometimes it could be, you know, weight issues and things of that nature, but something that they want to conquer. So it's not always business. With my business, the people that I coach, but one thing I do coach people along the lines of is becoming a high performer. You know, I believe in us striving for excellence in whatever we do. So I have what I am putting forward now, I guess if you want to say what I'm putting out there right now, are 5 tools to becoming a high performer. And what I coach people in recognizing, and we have all kinds of exercises and programs and things of that nature that I take people through. But first of all, the 5 tools that I give them is focus, faith, integrity, taking action, and something that I strongly believe in now is emotional intelligence.
Wow.
So we build up their emotional intelligence, and we also build them up in the area of focusing on exactly what it is they want. Okay, having faith in themselves, in other people that will come into their lives and what those people mean for their lives, and in a higher power, of course. And then also we get together and make a strategic plan for taking action, because I believe that action, the more actions that you take, you know, it is cultivating your harvest. And the actions actually commit you to what it is you're endeavoring to do. Does that answer your question a little bit, Thomas?
Well, yes, it does, but I guess it also raises another one. That's just going to emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And I too do coaching, and I do understand emotional intelligence, but maybe the audience may need a little bit more understanding of emotional intelligence and how they would use it in their personal life as well as in a business sense.
Now, Thomas, I'm glad you brought that question up, because one of the last things that she said that she was bringing into it that she strongly believed in was emotional intelligence. And I would love for her to answer the question that you put to her, because I may think emotional intelligence is learning how to recognize certain emotions, you know, which is a form of intelligence, so that you will react a certain way, whereas someone else maybe learning how to react when they see someone else's emotional intelligence coming toward them. So please do explain.
Okay. I'd love to. And this is what I put forward, that emotional intelligence is. It is core behaviors, your core behaviors, how you behave, and it helps you to move forward towards fulfillment, where life is working in exciting ways, okay? It is becoming aware of your behaviors, you know, just becoming conscious of yourself in each and every moment, you know, your emotions, your perceptions, your thought patterns, as well as an awareness of others, and using this awareness to navigate how you respond to others and to life. You know, emotional intelligence will definitely accelerate your success and allow you to achieve bigger goals. You know, I always like to say that the most successful people are more likely to have emotional intelligence than they are to have a high IQ.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Lisa, can you please get out your contact information once again? How can they reach you? Every means.
Sure, they can go to my website, and my website is www.firststartconsultant.com. www.thebusinessbookshop.com, or they can call my business number, which is 404-419-6541. Okay.
Thomas, I'm glad you came on to ask a couple of questions. Will you be listening in to the rest?
I will stay on and maybe, you know, be able to ask another question maybe later on, but I will hang on.
Oh, sure. Great. I appreciate that. Okay, Lisa, one of the things that you mentioned earlier also was focus. How important is focus?
Well, focus is where you start. To me, that's where you start. You start with focus and focusing on what you're looking for out of life. High performers are typically decisive about what they want to achieve. They're very decisive about it. They know for sure what they want. You need to become decisive, first of all, and then you need to focus on what you want. Compose a clear and compelling vision of your intent and desires of life. I mean, everything that you desire of life, you know, decide through careful thought what you really want most out of your life. You know, a lot of times we know whether we want a husband or whether we want children and things of that nature, but also to just think even deeper. You know, where do you want to live? How do you want to live? What do you want to have? We often know what we want to drive in the same way. Think about, you know, what kind of work you would like to do. Who would it help? All of those different things. I mean, just think about, become very clear about it. Everything that you want to do, everything you want to be, all that you want to have, and make use of the power of your mind by studying your vision, seeing it clearer and clearer, and then being ready to take possession of it. You know. Simply put, I just tell people to dream big, and to dwell on their dreams daily, regularly, and daily. And that's how you focus. That's how you bring it into focus.
Wow.
May I ask the question?
Sure.
Yeah, and that is, maybe just speaking on the dream for just a moment, and that is, because I know a lot of people that you're talking about maybe dwelling on the dream, but maybe what kind of points or techniques would one use to sort of capture that dream in some kind of a tangible way?
Right. And with my coaching clients, we write it out, you know, and we do every area. We do specific areas for health. We do areas where career is involved. We do areas where finances are involved. Designing your life is the step that we do in designing. And what we do is we write it out. We write it out very clearly. And you read it. You read it. You focus on it every day. You know, you claim it as a part of your life today. You know, I am a writer, even if you've never written a book. You know, I am a teacher, even if you don't have any students. You know, you claim that as part of your life as you focus on what you want to be. You claim that as who you are. So that's one thing that we do. And then, you know, I like meditation. I like meditation. I like to encourage people to see it very clearly. If it's a teacher, your classroom, what grade are your students in, how are they acting, whatever the case may be, see that picture in your head. So that's some of the tools that we use in focusing.
Okay.
That's true. That truly is big thinking. And another thing I'd like to comment on when you were going into those 5 points was that you said numerous times was action. And may kind of go back to where you've got a client, they've got 4 people in their business, and you say, this is what we're going to do to help you grow. And then they don't really take the action to do those things, or once they start taking the action, it becomes so overwhelming because they never thought of themselves, you know, being in that type of situation where they would have that growth.
Right.
What would you say to those clients who, is there some kind of way that's one of the reasons that emotional intelligence came into the picture so that they would have, you know, that type of understanding of themselves and know that these are the things that may happen so that they'd be well prepared for it?
And Big, you know, that is a fabulous question. I am so glad you asked that, because often we're not prepared. Emotionally, we're not prepared. And all of our emotional issues of trust and humility and all of those things show up as you reach higher steps in life. And so you need to be able to handle those things, your emotional issues, and I like to call them breaking the barriers. Okay, because what happens is, in a lot of cases, and I've seen it, and I know you've probably seen it before too, that people can reach certain heights and certain levels momentarily or temporarily. But in order to hold on to your place, you really need to be emotionally inept. You need to have that emotional intelligence, really being grounded and knowing who you are with your own awareness, you know, in order to stabilize yourself in your position. So that's very, very important, because I've seen people, you know, go from one place to another place to another place just to go back where they back to where they started from. And you know what? That's okay too, because if that's what you have to do in life, you do it. You go back and you start again. But often people do. People go back in a lot of cases if they don't have that foundation, that strong foundation of emotional intelligence.
Lisa, earlier I had visited your website, and you had something there about core skills. Maybe elaborate on those core skills and how they play into, or how you may use them in helping a client.
Well, the core skills is a program. Now, if you looked over my website, you'll see that we offer several programs, mm-hmm. and core skills is a program that we offer. Most of our programs are set up into 8 modules. Okay, and what we do is we do seminars, and we'll do at the least a 3-day seminar. We really need at least 3 days to cover most of the material. Okay, and core skills is something that we use with a lot of corporations. In terms of management teams and things of that nature. So a lot of times we teach them how to build your team and how to use the tools in an office environment that best, you know, suits your team for communication and things of that nature. So that program, that particular program, is more set for a corporate a corporate company, and you know, we teach them flow charts and things of that nature, how to assess their departments and make charters and things of that nature.
Okay.
That's remarkable, and I can see now by you saying that how the nick that you had started in, which was dealing with the mortgages, and not necessarily started in that, but that you had taken upon to work with, was the mortgage industry and the real estate industry, because I see how a lot of those things can help a person build to become stronger in the marketplace.
Yes, and that's definitely something that needed in our communities. You know, you have a lot of small mortgage broker offices, and a lot of them were in dire need, and some of them are still in desperate need of systems, you know, core skills and systems, processes, and procedures. And that's what I'm into. I mean, I think everything boils down to the processes and procedures that you put in place.
Wow, and that's definitely big thinking, and it's every form. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing these insights with our listeners and our future listeners. Once again, those tuning in, please give your contact info.
Sure. I would love to hear from anyone who has questions, who want to inquire about the coaching. Please check my website. I also have a coaching conference call coming up. It's going to be called Getting Acquainted with Coaching, and it's going to introduce you to a lot of the coaching procedures, you know, how coaches approach your issues, your problems, and what it means for you to have a coach. It's just an introduction to get you more acquainted. And I think that a lot of communities need that extra assistance, but they're kind of leery about, you know, how do you find a coach? What do a coach do? What does it mean? You know, what would something like that cost me? But my coaching conference call is coming up, and I would love for people to continue to check my website. You will see it posted there very shortly. And the website, once again, is www.firststartconsulting.com. And my business number is 404-419-6541.
Mm-hmm. What would be the best advice you could give someone who, you know, wakes up one day and says, I'm sick of this job. I want to go out and start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what it is, but I just know that I'm sick of this job. Hey, can you help me? I'm sick of my job.
Well, you know what? I would say that's a great place to start. That's a great place to start. Being sick and tired of where you are, just really, really feeling that energy of, I can't take this anymore. I can't stand to do this another minute. You know, that is definitely a stepping stone. You know, so when I hear people say that, I love to hear that, but I also love to hear that just as sick as you are of the job is the same amount of desperateness, and it's not really desperateness, but the same amount of desperateness that you need to move forward, and you need to mean it. You know, you need to be ready, and you know, one thing I say to people is be willing. How willing are you? You must let yourself know and everybody around you that you are willing to do whatever it takes. Willing to do whatever you need to do, break out of whatever is holding you back, your fears, your hesitations, people pleasing, whatever those barriers are, I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing to put them down. I'm willing to do what I desire to do. I'm willing. You have to have a willing attitude. And so normally that willing attitude starts with you being sick and tired. So I love to hear that.
Lisa, let me ask you a question now. Maybe a bit personal. When was it that you became sick and tired?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That happened a lot of times to me, actually. I'm sorry.
Back in 1964. No.
I wasn't even born yet.
You weren't even a thought yet. See, I think about my kids now so I can say, you were a thought.
Right. But actually that's happened to me a lot, and I tell you that those are the moments that I grew the most. I really began to seek out other options, you know, take little risks. You know, even our baby steps are really giant steps. You know,
wow.
I mean, every step that you take, it means so much in the way that it's really a giant step. So each time I became sick and tired, you know, I did something different. I did something different, and I grew. And, you know, I grew, and maybe I became a little comfortable or complacent to that place that I grew into. And then I began to grow out of that. So we continue to grow. And one thing I like to say, and I always say this to people, that, you know, we believe in evolution in terms of the physical. Everybody understands evolution in the physical realm, you know, how a seed turns into a flower, you know, how we start out as babies and become old people. You know, you understand evolution in that way. But I do believe that we were created to evolve and to develop in every way, and that is spiritually, emotionally, and financially as well. So physically we know about. But understand that you are also meant to develop and evolve in other ways, there are other dynamics of you other than just the physical. So, you know, encourage yourself, compel yourself to grow spiritually, emotionally, and financially.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. I don't know where to stop. I don't know where to start. Every 5 to 7 minutes, if not sooner, you're imparting on us wisdom that most big thinkers and those who are beginning to think big should really take into consideration. I like to also be one of the first to say that Lisa will also be one of our new hosts, so you'll be able to get these tidbits whenever she's going to be on. Thomas, did you have anything?
No, I've enjoyed listening to Lisa, and it sounds very, very powerful what you're doing and what you're giving to people. I was wondering, though, again, maybe, you know, again, I was kind of thinking about the, and right now I'm going to call him the little man, even though, as I say on TV, big, small business is a big business. But, you know, even, you know, I could be struggling with a lot of things. I don't have systems yet. I don't have procedures yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I do to help? I'm managing a lot of things. I don't have money to hire people. I'm moving forward. You know, I am motivated. I got all those things. What would be one of the things? What can I do first to put myself on the road to getting a better handle on all of the different things that I have going on?
Well, I can tell you what big thinkers do,
mm-hmm.
and this is what big thinkers do. They will evaluate what they're doing and see if it lines up with their desires, if they're actually doing what they want to do. And if you are doing exactly what you want to do, then I would say stay the course, number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I would see, you know, how are you feeling on a regular basis when you do what you do? You know, are you excited? Are you feeling overwhelmed? You know, what's the thought process that's going on with you? So we might come up with some mantras or affirmations about your business, some declarations that we will stand on to say, you know, where your business is moving forward to. And then we begin to build up your expectation in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that works every time, Thomas. You know, that's what works, and that's what big thinkers do. That's what
mm-hmm.
they do.
Now, every now and then, we may have people who call in, and they just want to listen. Sometimes they like to make a comment or ask a question. It appears that we have someone on the line, and if they don't speak, we'll know they just want to listen, and if they do, then caller, would you please state your name and what city you're from? Caller, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Miss Beasley and I'm from Michigan.
Okay, would you like to make a comment or question to our guest tonight, Lisa, or would you just like to listen in on the interview?
No, I'm just listening on the interview.
Okay, fine. Well, we're glad to have you on, and hopefully you'll tell other people about thinkbigradio.com. Now, Lisa, this is the part
yeah.
that we kind of hate, so we're going to not try to hurry the interview, but at the same time, we're down to about 7 minutes. So what would you say is the best advice, other than what you just gave us, for someone who they've just reached that next level and everything is working efficiently? What advice would you give to that person who's gone through, followed all of the core values,
mm-hmm.
learned everything,
right,
be on autopilot right now?
Well, you know, I think that there's always steps that we can take. You know, what big thinkers do is they, again, assess. They look at where they are, and there's always steps and opportunities being presented before you, and it's a matter of how you're looking at what's before you. Sometimes you may not see certain things as opportunities. You know, opportunities are disguised a lot of times. Maybe it's your marketing, you know, something that you can do. But one thing I always tell people who I assess them to be big thinkers who are doing what they want to do, and that is fortune follows boldness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's
fortune follows boldness.
Now, we're going to have time and try to take one more call before we have to start wrapping these things up. Caller, like we always say, you might just want to listen, but even if that's so, please state your name and where you're from. Caller, are you on the air?
This is Mary the Encourager.
Hi, Mary the Encourager.
Mary, hi, Mary.
Hi there. What big host.
This is a great show, so I just wanted to dial in and just congratulate you and welcome you to the team. I don't want to interrupt the all of the great comments you're making, just to say so.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that.
Okay. We'll talk again.
And
okay.
Mary the Encourager is all the way from Richmond, Virginia.
Wow. But to follow up with what you were asking me, Thomas, I just want to say that when I said fortune follows boldness, is sometimes we need to take a bolder step, a bigger step. You know, it could be advertising or whatever. If you're already stepping out and doing what you're doing, I do believe that, you know, maybe you need to move in a bigger way and capture a bigger audience or, you know, do something. There's things that you may not have imagined to do that is meant for you to now step into.
Now, for all of our new listeners out there, if you want to find out more about our host, visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com. That's www.thinkbigradiohost.com. All of our new host information will be updated by the end of this week. And once again, Lisa, our guest, can you please get out your contact information, and then whoever you'd like to thank them.
Well, I like to thank my team, the people that work with me for marketing. I appreciate them. I appreciate everything they do. And I like to thank the audience, all the listening audience. I hope something was said that was beneficial to you, that made a mark on your mind, your mindset, that it was encouraging in some kind of way for you to make some decisions, to be more decisive and to step out and all those different things. And I would love for everyone to continue to check my website for my coaching conference call that will be coming up very soon. The website is www.firststartconsulting.com. And my office number is 404-419-6541.
Thomas, did you have any last comments?
No, I just definitely enjoyed the interview and a lot of things she's saying. There's definitely some big thinking going on here, and she got some big projects and working with people that are definitely big thinkers. I definitely appreciate her and hope we'll be working together and maybe hosting one time together.
Okay.
Great, and I could see the type of tag team that you guys will be whenever you get that opportunity to host together. Well, there it is, folks. Thank you all for listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.
Are we off the air?
No, not yet.